Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle. Joining us in studio is Jody Burbach and Cranla Warren. We're going to find out about something new. It's called Iris Collective. And Jody and Cranla join us in studio on this frosty Monday morning. Good morning to both of you. Welcome.
Good morning, Jamie. Thank you.
Thanks so much for joining us. Iris Collective. This is something new for our community. Is that fair to say?
Yes. Yeah, we came together last year and we're thinking about ways that we could support women in our community. And we looked around at kind of what exists, and there are a few groups that do support women, but nothing that really fit the bill for what we were looking for.
Okay, Cranla, tell us a little bit more about Iris Collective.
Yeah,
that sounds intriguing.
So there's a core group of eight of us who've come together to almost be what would be known as sort of a board. And we actually did a survey last year of the women of Stratford, as many as we could hear from. And what we heard was really interesting, that women were feeling very separated. Women were feeling isolated, and they wanted to come together, hence collective. So we are looking at how do we, as a small core group, expand that to include more women. And Iris Collective, the name actually came about because we learned the iris is the flower of Stratford. The iris, you think about the eye, different colors, right? So that whole idea of accepting all colors. And Iris is also the goddess, if you think of Greek mythology, who's represented by a rainbow. So, you know, rainbow is hope, rainbow is equity, rainbow is
all good things.
All good things, yes. Unity. So that's sort of where it's come together.
Oh, that is wonderful. So again, we're just getting things started. You do have an event that's coming up early February, right?
Yes, on February 1st, we're having our launch event. We're calling it Gather and Grow. So it's open to anybody, any woman, any girl, anyone who identifies as a woman who wants to come together and form community with us. It's going to be at the local community center, food center, and it's at 2 o'clock on February the 1st. It's a Saturday.
Okay, do they pre-register for that or how does that work?
No, it's open to anybody and just show up with a smile. There's no cost.
All right, so again, we'll share the details about that. It's called Gather and Grow. It's for Saturday, February 1st at the local community food center in Stratford at 2 o'clock. And of course, the food center located out to Erie Street. This is a great idea, the Iris Collective. What are you thinking about for 2025? Obviously, we're just getting things started in terms of expanding, growing, getting more members. Is that sort of on the horizon?
Absolutely, Jamie. So when you think about 52% of the population of Stratford are women, and they're telling us that the systems that we have here in the city and the surrounding area aren't supporting us coming together to get to know each other and support one another, that's the intention. So to have events, like Jody had just mentioned, we really want to put together a directory or some kind of online digital tool that helps women to know where women-owned businesses are located in the city. And also we're playing with how do we have this one-on-one connection. We have the larger sort of events and maybe groups, but how do we bring people together? There's a large community of women here who are in their more seasoned years, and they want to mentor. They want to share their social capital. They want to be able to contribute to the younger community. So we're still figuring out how to make all of that happen, but so far that's how we're looking at responding to the need.
Okay, and I think in this world how we feel so connected through technology and social media and whatnot, but often we're not as connected as we think we are or need to be, if you will.
Yeah, I agree with that. And we have three core principles that we wanted to basically bring to everything we do. It's connection, community, and contribution. Because people, not only do they want to come together, but people are looking for ways to contribute back and to support one another. So we want to create a forum online, but more importantly, in person, where they can do that.
All right. And speaking of that, that in-person event, Gather and Grow with Iris Collective for Saturday, February 1st at the local community food center, Stratford, at 2 o'clock. We'll share the details on our socials and with mystratfordnow.com. In the meantime, how can folks reach out? Iris Collective, I know there's a Facebook page, but how can folks get in touch?
That's probably the best is through the Facebook page right now. We are also on Instagram as well. So you can find us on our socials. We don't quite have a website created yet. And through the social media, you can find our email address and fire us off an email. We'd be happy to answer anybody's questions.
All right.
And I'm really happy to say that the Facebook group is growing, because I looked this morning, and as the sort of announcement went out with the visual that you have there, people have been coming to the Facebook group. They've been connecting as followers. They've been looking back at posts to see a little bit about what we're about. And the whole thing is, we want women to be seen and feel valued and honor their stories. So that's a big part of what we're going to start doing at our launch on February the 1st.
All right, fantastic. It's Iris Collective. Get the details. Jody Burbach and Cranla Warren with all of the information. We wish you great success with this, and we'll have to check in again, if that's okay.
Awesome.
Thanks
Thank
so much,
you, Jamie.
Jamie.